Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the Beast Podcast.
Yes, sir. We are back with another episode of Bully and the Beast. It's your boy Twerk. It's your boy Twerk.
It's your boy Wax, man. What's going on with y'all peoples?
Yo, I hate it when we get like a delivery of food and they miss out and they leave something out. It kind of fucks up the mood.
Yeah, especially out here in New York when everything is $100 for just a piece of anything. So when it's like you kind of have to go back and get it because we're getting my money back because it's really just a little scoopful is like $40. So
yeah, we're missing two sides from the delivery we just got. And now we in the hole and still hungry. Shit's crazy.
I'm definitely still hungry.
Collard greens would hit the spot if they're in the bag.
Yes. So what's going on, man? Talk to me. What you got going on these days? Man. Twerk ain't out here twerking no more, but you twerking because you're working. You know what
definitely
I'm saying?
Definitely working, man.
See, that's a good name for you, actually. It's not now you come from twerking, now you twerking. You know what I'm saying? So when people say you twerking, be like, you know, I'm twerking now because I'm out here working.
Yeah, so I'm definitely working. Shout out to the Polymath Media Network.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the voice of Westchester. Got all the different influencers and business owners that started a podcast.
Dope.
They come to me and I help produce that and get their name out there and help them to get their bread doing podcasts.
What made you want to do that? You seen somebody else do it or you just is something that you always wanted to do?
It just happened. One person hit me up to do a podcast for their friends, the Great Print Podcast with Sadie, who was on this episode, who was on this podcast before. And then I was producing theirs and someone else wanted me to help do their podcast. And another group of people wanted me to do their podcast. So I was editing and producing three podcasts. So I was like, let's make a family. So everybody's cross promoting.
There you go.
When I get advertisement money and these companies, I got a nice big lump of views and audience members
like
in different parts of Westchester that I'm reaching out to. I'm reaching out to audience wise. So if you want a business to promote, come to Polymath Media and use our platform to promote your business.
I like that, man. I think that's thinking, man. It's like a lot of people with their mind just being behind the cameras. And he like, you know me behind the cameras and I'm going to tap into something else. You know what that's doing? That's thinking bigger. That's going outside the box. That's doing something different so you get a different result. I'm sure that's bringing in more money.
Right.
Different result. Different thing. You're going to get a different result. Now your pockets look different. Now that's dope, man.
Yeah, definitely behind the scenes is where it's at for a lot of stuff. Because you have a lot more control. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in my position, it's kind of easy for me to do what I'm doing because I've been, you know, I worked with the top podcasts and stuff. I've seen a lot of the people I work with are not like Spinks we had on last episode. He started his podcast. He had no audio equipment. He was using iPhones for cameras. And I came in and got him right and told him and showed him how to really get your shit right. If you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all because a half-ass shit is not where it's at.
You'll hear it.
Yeah.
You'll hear the half-ass shit. You'll know when people really promoting the marketing of your shit. It shows. Numbers shows. And when everybody on their shit and they get all their T's being crossed and I's are dotted, you'll see why they are in the position they are in. If the T's ain't crossed and I's are dotted, that's in anything. That's in your relationship with your girl. If you ain't crossing them T's and dotting as I's, you know, something like, you know, making sure she nut. Woman. Making sure this man eats. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of things, if you're not crossing all those T's and dotting those I's, even just the little things, that's the really thing that really have to be crossed T's and dotted I's. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're doing. So that's really, really dope. Yeah. All right, man. Let's go ahead and continue with this show, man. What we got going on? I know we got some DMs or something like that.
Okay, yeah. We definitely got a DM. before I get into the DM watch, just tell all our listeners real quick where they can send us a DM or a voice note for any advice or if they have any questions for us.
Yeah, man, you got any questions, any advice? If you don't be very detailed, I'm literally going to fill in all these motherfucking holes for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So go to at Bully and the Beast Podcast and holler at us. Yo, we got you.
All right, so we got a DM. It's pretty long.
Okay.
And
happy I'm not reading it.
Like a rollout. I think I got an order. It goes like a little something like this. So I have a question. This is the now ex-fiance of the uncle mentioned in the podcast on 6/23/23.
I remember that.
Okay, words. I think I do too. The one where the listener had a question. Oh, thank you for reminding us. The one where the listener had a question and mentioned the uncle of her significant other was discussing an engagement with his girlfriend since February. The one where the listener had a question and mentioned So the uncle of the significant other of her boyfriend's uncle, discussing an engagement with his girlfriend since February. Okay, so basically the uncle was talking about he's about to get married. Oh, okay. Well, here we are in June and it's already broken off.
Amazing. Yeah.
I've been in a long distance relationship with the uncle for 2 years going back and forth also from New York to Florida. Uh-huh. And after talking about marriage for some time, we got engaged in April of this year.
Nice.
The whole time I thought things were great. Great communication, supportive, wine and dined me.
Okay.
We traveled together. Families and friends were intermingling. My child was building a relationship with him.
Good season.
And I with his, the whole nine yards. Had me really convinced he was the love of my life. That was up until a month ago. Unfortunately, my brother died tragically, and in the midst of planning his funeral arrangements, I used my ex-fiance's phone and discovered numerous pictures of different women in it.
Come on, man, family.
I'm talking about naked pictures.
No way. Scumbag.
Where am I? I have his location and his password.
Okay. Sound like a wife or somebody that want to get married to this man.
But didn't feel the need to constantly check it because stupidly I trusted him.
It wasn't stupidly.
You protected your heart.
There you go, beautiful.
He tried to convince me they were old, but one of the timestamps on the phone was a pic sent the day before our engagement party.
Listen, man, they probably just wanted to make sure that he knew.
Hold on.
Listen, you don't know what you're missing.
I had to find all this out a day before my brother's funeral.
Ouch.
I felt like the person I needed to be there for me was the person that most betrayed me. Needless to say, right after the funeral, I called off the engagement and dumped him.
No.
I literally had everything packed up to start our lives together, and now I'm left picking up the pieces of this broken relationship. My child was extremely upset and emotional when I told him the plans and changed without getting into details. I'm grieving in more ways than one, thanks to him. He's now trying to reach out and claiming he's going to therapy.
He'd do everything.
Sounds familiar? No. He's lied to me once before, and I had told him if it ever happens again, I leave, and now this. My trust and heart are both completely broken. My question is, should I give him a chance to prove this is really where he wants to be? Or should I leave him in his betrayal alone and move on with my life for once and all? Because I know deep down he's killed my love. He's killed my love, and I'm not sure if we can ever go back to how it used to be.
I get it.
Yo, that's hilarious that she broke up with him over naked pictures.
I'm just saying, listen, man, it happens.
Who breaks up with somebody over pictures?
But listen, the thing is, it happens. I mean, and it's so different between men and women because it's like, it's really nothing at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out this motherfucking naked. We was in a restaurant earlier and what happened? Naked girl came through.
Yeah.
It's just...
The girls that were walking, they were naked.
You can't... Girls always walking around naked. It's different than somebody pulling a gun out on you or pulling their meat out on you. That's out of control. Wow. What are you doing looking at that young lady? You see what I'm saying? Us looking at titties and stuff like that means nothing. And if he got a picture the day before he engaged to you, because that girl only sent that picture like, don't do it, stay with me. And he like, man,
Are you sure you want to do that? Oh, man.
Yeah, and he like, man, fuck that, I'm still going to get engaged with this woman. You should feel honored that he still gave you that ring. Yeah. And after you got the naked picture the day before.
I mean, it seems like all she found was photos, no conversations, no nothing. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, these girls probably just said, how you doing? Look what you missing. Because, you know, when one time in my life when something like that happened with me, motherfuckers was a little upset and was like, oh, you missing this, you missing that. And I wasn't paying no attention to it. I was like, okay, this is what I'm doing. So for him to do that and still get chastised for it, that's not fair. Yeah. He's lying about going to therapy. He's going to say he's going to go to therapy, but he's not going to go to therapy.
Yeah, and the fact that you're already questioning, like, should I give him another chance? You're going to give him another chance. The fact that you're even putting that in the air is like, you're not done with, bro.
And you can't just be all selfish because you're saying the kid is involved and stuff like that. This is big decisions off of just your temporary feelings, because if you really love somebody at the end of the day, you can still continue to love them regardless of what they did to you or whatever the case may be. You still love this man. So if you want love to, be the front line in this situation and you lead with that, I say go back. Because I believe a man, only men that is acting right now is all the men that have been caught. But all the men that never been caught is still out here fucking these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Still wild and still getting naked pictures and all this type of shit because they haven't been caught yet. All the men that you seeing sitting home, staying put, ran out that fist and got hit by a car. And now they come back limping, and now, you know what I mean?
They got shorty hit by the raid.
Yo, listen, so now you got to have that fist open and that motherfucker not even leaving off the porch.
Yeah, that guy's trained now.
He's trained. He ain't going nowhere. So don't make it seem like, oh, they having a good relationship. But, oh, 7 years ago, this nigga got caught up in some wild shit. That's the only reason why this nigga is being home, staying put, and being all nice to her, because she always bring it up all the time, too. Especially when, they hear something on TV or a show going on. And he's like, yeah, because, a scenario. Oh, you got caught with a girl somewhere and she going to look right at you.
Maybe you
got caught with that
in
girl
a TV show or some shit.
certain situations, is about to lead up to almost with the situation that you have, and you want to almost fast forward to this shit. Fast forward a pause. All right, baby, we'll go to the bathroom. Go get me some popcorn. You fast forward that part. Like, fuck this shit. I ain't got time for that type
you
of shit.
You gotta weigh the odds, because she mentioned that he's great at communication.
Bless
communication, wine and dines.
Good.
Yeah, he loves you, man.
Travels.
Families and everything. Yeah. It's 2023. Social media is alive, and the devil is at work always.
Yes.
Look, you gotta weigh, like I said, you gotta weigh the odds. Is the wine and dine, family communication, all that shit, does it outweigh pictures on your phone? Come on.
But pictures turn into other things. Pictures turn into disrespect. Pictures turn into, it start bleeding into my non-negotiable. You see what I'm saying? And somebody say my non-negotiable is disrespect, but pictures and stuff, as if it continue to keep on happening, they saying that's his if he don't go to therapy, this is what he is, it's gonna start bleeding into disrespect, because I don't even want to be here for this type of shit.
Yo, I got a story, bro. Yo, I used to, back in the day, when Instagram was first around, and people used to post mad thought trap photos, the people that I know, girls used to post shit. Like the ass, shaking ass and shit. I used to screenshot all that shit. Okay. Cause I know they're gonna delete the shit. So let me just screenshot it before they delete that shit. Cause they know they're wilding. And I had a whole folder in my phone, and my girl one time found that folder of all the screenshots.
What'd you get?
She's like, what's this? I slapped the phone out of her.
But why you slapped the phone? It was innocent in your mind.
I was just like, what are you going through my phone for?
So you a pervert.
Is that what that means?
You a perv. Why are you taking screenshots of all the girls that was shaking their ass? Do you like the girls?
Know what it is? Damn. I was young. I don't do that shit anymore, because she told me. She was like, yo, that shit don't hurt me, yo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the girls that I would never, I'm never going to talk or try to smash. It's like, damn, they wilding out. And I don't even know why.
No, you did it for a reason.
And I screenshot it. I never even looked at the photos ever again. Not like to jerk off or nothing. I just screenshot it. Like, oh.
But that's why. Why do you want to do that? Like, I don't get it.
It's like a knee-jerk reaction. Like, oh, she bugging. Like, oh, a nipple. I guess
you are a dangerous guy. I see why you're a cameraman. You are a dangerous motherfucker. You dangerous, fam. You scary. I'll be catching you sometimes just recording certain shit. Like, this motherfucker, man, what did I say?
What does this mean?
Crazy.
What does that mean?
You're out of control because you're a camera guy, so you don't even know that you just want to be nosy or whatever the case. You can say, I'm just filming. And you doing some wild shit.
Yeah, I was filming a wedding one time, and I was at the filming the reception, and I guess they were all doing Back That Ass Up came out at the reception as a song, and I guess everybody started shaking their ass and shit. So I'm a cameraman, I'm getting the low angles and shit, and the granny grandma
black wedding. Grandma's like, she hit me with the napkin. What are you filming? I'm just trying to catch everything. I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to catch everything.
Lord Jesus.
Just catching the vibe. Word. That's exactly. I can only imagine what I look like.
Perv. Straight perv. If I'm somewhere, if my daughter doing that nasty shit, y'all shouldn't be doing anyway. Young ladies, y'all should be shouting for the Lord. And y'all should be shouting for the Lord. And y'all sit there and I see the cameraman over there with the fucking camera on y'all ass. We about to duff you. I'm about to see one of my nephews didn't get a knockout yet.
Oh, man.
Come here. Which one of y'all didn't get a knockout yet? You? Come here. Let me see what you got.
The cameraman after doing his job.
And it's not doing your job.
Everybody wants
looking
to see
at my
shaking.
Niece's ass and stuff is not doing your job, sir.
Yeah, shoot the pride. What are you doing?
Are you understanding what you was doing?
I was just shooting where the action was at. That's all I was doing.
They gonna get you some action, eyes.
I'm so sorry.
Come on, whose daughter is that? Whose auntie is that? Whose mom is that? That you're doing that to? Think about it.
Oh, man.
What would we do that to your mom or your sister?
I'd be like, yo, shop shaking your ass. The cameraman is outside.
No. You gonna tell that cameraman, yo, bruh. Women gonna do what they gonna do. It's nothing we can do. You better watch it. Ease the fuck down.
I mean, she only had to tell me once and I was good.
Yeah, because you finally realized what the fuck I do look crazy.
Yeah, you know, I'm used to shooting music videos. So when you shoot music videos, that's the shit that you want to shoot. I was at a wedding reception and yeah, I should have been shooting a cake. Not that type of cake, but.
Come on, man. Family.
So what's this advice we're gonna give to this young lady?
I believe that, you know, again, all the relationships that you do see that's working and has been working for years. You know, we all got coward in us. I don't think that the coward is all the way being shown in those situations. You know, is not being practiced.
She's not giving us enough information, bro.
I think she is.
Does he ask, are these photos of screenshots? Are these Pete girls sending this guy photos?
Okay, I can see what you're
talking about. You know, is this porn stars? Is this realistic? Is this people? Is it cheating? Is it just lust over shit, you know?
Still, it's just like, what is this girl? And they go, all girls got this, you know, the insecurities, even though they're beautiful, they're amazing, they just, the most beautiful ones is more insecure and
she
stuff
like
that.
She feels
like
she's in competition.
And you got to get that all out of her. But like, yo, when we really be looking at other shit or even asking for titty pictures and shit, like, it really means nothing at all. Like, we really don't give a fuck about that girl. We don't give a fuck about that shit at all.
Let me see if I can achieve that, you know, achievement. You know, you play Xbox, you unlock an achievement. Let me see if I can get this. It's like a Pokemon card. A titty pic is like a Pokemon card. I want to collect them all.
But if you get a meat pick, it's different. Girls just don't do shit for nothing. We do things for nothing.
Yeah.
We do shit literally for no reason. And y'all do things for reasons. So when that's your makeup, that's why we react off the way we react. And y'all react the way y'all react because y'all like stop being so fucking stupid, which we are. Mm-hmm. But we don't like when y'all being stupid because y'all so much smarter. It's like, damn, you're not even, you're going, doing your full potential. You rather downgrade yourself just to match up with me. Instead of, you know what's going to really hurt me most? When you show how what I lost. You know what I'm saying?
My life could have been without you.
Oh, man, that's what I'm... But I see you out here still...
I say, you know, take them back, but make them sweat a little bit. I don't know how to do it.
Don't make them sweat with a meat in your mouth.
Now, don't cross the line. Just make them wait it out. Give them the silent treatment. You know what I mean? Play with them a little bit. He play with you, right?
I do hear you, respect, but at the end of the day, what mold do you want to be in? Because men are also mold type of people. Now, you want to play around with him and he getting that playing type of game, he going to stay and keep his ass there because he's going to be most comfortable. Don't even let him know that's a ABC. Tell him it's only A.
Yeah.
Let him know his other options. Like, you know what? We can fucking just be cool. He might take that shit and now y'all fuck. Now that other relationship, real shit is out the window.
Yeah, don't let him know your intentions until you figure out what the fuck he wants to do.
Exactly. He going to show you. Believe me, you never have to ask anybody anything about a man if he really wants you. You're not going to be like, what does this mean if somebody do this? What does this mean if somebody do this? That's exactly what it means. If you asking, you should not be asking. Because a man really wants you, he going to show he wants you all the way around the board. Believe me, you ain't got to ask shit. He'd be happy just to talk to you. He want to just be around you. He want to hold your hand. He just want to take care of you. He want to, because that's our nature. Yeah. That's our nature. We want to take care of y'all. Our nature is to take care of y'all,
providing
and
taking care. Having a little somebody that needs, that depends on you to.
Oh, man. That's a great thing.
I'm a lion. The man.
Yes. Yes. Even though a woman does so much, it's just that extra protection or whatever, not to have these babies get taken and stuff by these other male lions. Everybody play their part, and that's why a lot of prides. They got generations after generations after generations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not because everybody was out there just all hunters. If you got all hunters, them kids ain't going to be able to last. Other people got to play different parts, man. So, you know, try to have as much partnership with you. If you think that y'all have great communication skills like you did, so y'all do have, I think that you should sit there and, you know, try it out, man. I don't think once a hoe is always a hoe when it comes down to a man, because I've seen a lot of men straighten up once they knew they was about to lose something so special. But if a man leave her and he still ain't chasing, trying to get her, I guess she ain't so special. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if he know that he's losing something very special, as it seemed like he is still chasing you, like, so you just might be still special, I think you should try the man out, see what he got. But just like Turk said, don't give in all the way, because you've seen what he can do. Try to see if there's some of that stuff that you have in a non-negotiable is out of his system, and see how much he's working on it. And, you know, try that out. Dope. Other than that,
I hope
don't
that
give
works.
Nobody else no pussy.
Yeah, please. That's like, that's crashing the car.
Exactly. Total loss in it. And he don't give a fuck. If he find out you fucking somebody, now you're like, all right, fuck you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out of here.
Damage good.
For the year, damage good. The value that I looked at you as to be ain't what it is. You know what I'm saying? That new Porsche that I like, and like, oh, all right. So if I see it crashed up, I'm like, oh, I'm not buying that shit.
I don't want that shit.
Look who just smashed that. Yeah.
Yeah, you let anybody drive your shit. Obviously.
Nope.
Before we get into word on the street, man, I'm dying to get another live show in. And
I love that.
We've been talking about a place to go, SE, and what are the chances or what are the odds that we could probably do a live show one day in South Carolina?
Man, I'm actually doing live shows out there. So we do have 100 seats that we can go ahead and fill out there at my spot. So, you know, I'm setting up for things like that. And I would love for the Bully and the Beast to come out there and, you know, be one of the ones that really start this thing off and you know, just showing a debut of what hard work and real faith actually does.
Yeah, I feel like it would be dope. One, because it would be like one of the first live shows that we had that we could smoke.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely got to be able to smoke outside. Only thing I'm worried about if we do a show out there on the resort is, how's the bathrooms looking?
Got 4 bathrooms out there so far. Right now, Airbnb got a bathroom. My studio has a bathroom. And my hookah lounge, I'm having a men and women's bathroom out there.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, I want y'all to really come out there and check it out, man. I think y'all really, really love it. But everything, every week is going to get better and better. We have if you want to be a part of it, we definitely have, donations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I have that on my website. My website will be up very soon. You just want to be like, oh, see this young black entrepreneur, and I want to be a part of something. I want to give some dirt.
Yeah, we love wax, man. Yeah. Y'all want to know where wax is. Wax is working. Yeah, and wax, you can support the work. You can support it.
Yeah, wax is out here building. Wax is growing. Just trying to grow, man. Just trying to show, the impossible. Yeah, you never know who God is going to use. And, a lot of times I always be like, why me? Why me? And now it's like, why not me? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I think I am equipped for this. I got your back. I got your back, man. So
yeah, shout out to all of our listeners. Like, I posted on her story a couple of days back, like, where would you want to see us in a live show? And we were getting, literally someone said Wax's Farm.
Mm-hmm, dope.
And, let me see. Let me go back to see where some names that I saw on there.
Yo, when y'all go, a place to go _SC, I'm going to start putting up like my event area. I have a big stage out there. I got the bar.
I got an event calendar.
So I'm going to show you on that area too. Right now, if you go on a place to go _SC, you'll see my studio and my boat right now. That's the things that's actually moving. You know what I'm saying? So when I open up my hookah lounge and my outside event space with the stage and stuff, I'm going to start showing that more and more in my Airbnbs. I start seeing it. Because I don't want just something regular. I don't want just go to the cabin houses and stuff like that. No, I want some floating beds, jacuzzi tubs, I want some chandeliers. I want some real, real dope ass shit. You know what I'm talking about? With just, resort prices to where y'all actually could touch it. Because a lot of places, you hear resorts and stuff like that. We can't touch it. We can't really, so y'all can actually touch it, man. Y'all got access to a boat anytime you want to and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, yo, come out at your boy.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, they were telling us, here are some of the cities that they would want us to see at. We got Portland, okay. Atlanta.
Nice.
New York City.
Yeah.
Tampa. Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C. He said Houston. Someone said Houston, come burn with us, Wax.
I'm
Houston,
down.
What's up? Los Angeles. Indianapolis. ATL. Boston. Kansas City. Dallas, on Wax's farm. Shout out to Alexa.
Yo, what's up?
Miami, Connecticut, Charlotte. Someone said in my bedroom. Whoa.
Easy.
Detroit. Oh, man. Someone said from Philly said we're going to try to beat Wax up. Oh, no.
Perfect.
Philly, we've been trying to beat Wax up a long time.
Dope.
Sheesh.
I appreciate that.
Edison. That sounds like Jersey.
Early.
Trenton.
Early Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. But yeah, it looks like we might try to get something down at the resort sooner than later. It'd be nice.
Yeah, man. I would love to be a host.
Put the money back in our own pockets. I feel like life is all about cutting out the middleman.
Yes.
And
exactly what I did with a lot of the things that I do. Like I said, when I need to eat, the chef is there. When I need to drink, I got the food, the drinks there. I love fishing. I love the boat. I got to be in the studio. I need a place to stay. I got everything at my beck and call. I got water that goes through my land. Praise the Lord. And it's like
irrigation.
Yeah, I don't really need for anything at all. It's just, building right now and breaking generational curses, man. You know what I'm saying? That's very important. And you should, if you see anybody trying to do a break a generational curse, go ahead and help them out, man. Because, a lot of times we always want to be the person just to say, yo, I helped you bail out for years. You know what I'm saying? When you was locked up, I bailed you out. Uh-huh. He's tired of that, man. How about bailing out the person that you see trying to do something positive and do something good to change something better? Because you know how we all lived all these years. We all got families. There's only one of us or two of us or maybe three. If you got three people in your family that did really broke something, that's great.
Yeah.
And to be able to bring the whole family, that's why I love what Boosie and Ross and them actually does. I love what they actually do and bring all their people in Hove. That's how he brings like a family thing. That's kind of dope. And that's really what I'm all about at the end of the day.
Yeah, you've been doing that. You've been having unks working and everybody, whatever it be. I remember we went to your mom's crib one time and there was a concert and you had your unks and nephews. They were directing parking, I think, in your driveway or something. Like you, whatever, by any means, we got this property. Y'all want to park here for the concert? Yeah, we got some property.
Let's go ahead and make it happen. Actually, I got a big a party at my spot tonight and I'm not there, but it's like, they holding it down for me. I might not like the way they hold it down, but they're holding it down for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm over here in my heart right now praying that the resort is good. It's going to be good.
All right, well, so let's get into some word of the street now, man. Oh, man, I saw this shit and it kind of broke my heart. Not in a crazy way, but.
What we got? Yeah.
Monica. Monica the singer.
Lewinsky?
Angel of Mine, I guess. I think she sang. Well, her son.
Oh, of course, I know Monica, man.
Yeah. Her son came across a video of, I guess, her in a music video with The Game. Okay. Now, I guess, Freaknik documentary coming out and people worry about like seeing their aunties and moms and shit.
Come on, man.
How would you feel? It's like, look at it. How would you feel like you see your mom like,
come on, family. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. Even my dad, you know what I mean? My dad slapped my mama ass. I look at this nigga all crazy like, yo, bro, chill the fuck out, family. You always show me that's your mom. You want all the respect and everything to you. You don't want to see your mom in the tub with your dad.
Yes.
You see it?
That's not his dad, though.
That's what I'm trying to say. So I don't know how other people see their moms. When it comes down to mommy, that's a little different than your shorty. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might your shorty. So what if that was your ex-girl? What if that's your girl now? Her ex put out a video. That's kind of wild, too.
I think this is acting. That's why, like, me and my girl have this conversation all the time. Like, if I was acting and a girl, I had to, like, make out with a girl on set. Like, is that OD?
You're still making out.
You're still making out. Who cares if it's acting?
You're still making out.
What?
You're still doing it.
That's why
it's art. We're fucked. Did the meat go on the pussy? Yes. It's art, though. No.
They not. I mean, that's different. That's why I can never date a porn star. Like, how was work, honey? Oh, it was a long day. What you mean it was a long day?
See, I always, I could be stupid sometimes, but it's like, yo, if you fuck with a porn star,
You already know she getting fucked, so it's already out of your mind. You don't worry about that type of shit. So that's the last thing you worry about.
She getting
and
home.
That's all anybody worry about is that girl getting fucked.
Yeah.
You don't even give a fuck about nothing else, long as she don't get fucked. She's like, baby, I lost my job. You like, all right.
Oh, you got fired for everyone. But wait, why? Was you sucking somebody's dick?
Did you get caught fucking in the job?
Oh, they talking about fired as a porn star.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you know that the only thing guys ever worry about ever is their girl fucking on them.
Yeah.
We niggas don't give a fuck about their girl lost her job. Your girl might be sick, got cramps, she got a headache. Everything's okay, baby.
Please, just don't give another man that pussy.
You give that man that pussy, them motherfuckers gonna go crazy.
It's just crazy because having sex with a porn star, like if you date a porn star, she's having sex all day. You come home, she don't even, like, that shit doesn't mean anything to her. She's getting fucked again. Like, she probably don't even want to have sex with you.
That's cool. Just as long as you only fall in love with her, you okay.
That's
you
not don't love. That's love not her, life.
The only thing you got to do is worry about the girl. You already know she fucking on you. So you ain't got to worry about that shit. You already know what's happening. So you go through life and just continue to keep doing it. Just as long as she doing her part as a woman towards you, respecting you and hold you down.
Yeah.
Because the motherfucker that don't act like she ain't fucking somebody else anyway, too.
So you're familiar with Adam 22, right?
Yeah,
the dude. So he's been married and been. So he does a podcast with his girl, Lena the Plug, okay. His wife. So what he does is podcast with other porn stars, and like in the middle of the podcast, they just start fucking threesome and shit with his wife and the other girl.
Wow, yeah. I've never seen this thing.
Yeah, wow, yeah, it's crazy. And so basically, he broke the internet, or his wife broke the internet because she did her first scene without him.
How'd she break it?
Well, because she didn't break that. I mean, she just broke the internet because, I mean, in the Reddit world and shit, like, yo, this girl, they should call Adam 22 a cuck because, like, a cuckold because he's letting her fuck another guy. And I'm sure
another guy?
Yeah. This is the video.
I don't want, I mean, how much of, but.
Hey, guys, guess who I'm shooting with today? It's finally happening. Wow. Not really we're going to do that.
So that's his wife, and she's finally doing a porn scene without him, with another guy. And so they're calling him a cuck and shit because.
What cuck mean?
You're letting your girl fuck another man. You're cool with it.
So that's what I'm saying. He don't love her. He already know what it is.
They
he
just came back. From, I follow Adam 22, and they just came back from a vacation in Greece.
He still don't love her. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. It don't matter. And once you're not in love with this person, the person that you're in love with, you just go have sex with. That is the roller coaster. You cannot bring that roller coaster home. You just go have fun on it, and you get back into your regular life.
She will never be the same, I think, after that shit. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. He already been knew that she was fucking other people. Once you already got that in your mind, you know how many girls that I smashed that had boyfriends? I always knew I was sharing her. But only thing it is in our mental is that we know we number two, so we don't mind that she's fucking somebody else. But if we just literally switch our mind, we number one right now, we got a problem with her fucking somebody else. He already got his mind that she's already number two. So the woman he already really, really, really in love with, it's not her. So he could just go through life and playing around with this
shit. But I'm saying, I feel like these people fuck so much that sex is like the least thing they worry about. Like maybe they're more focused on something else. Like they fuck so much, they're fucked out. Like they're burnt out of sex. Like their dick don't even feel nothing
anymore. Nah. Fuck a little bit more. I fuck the same thing. You still don't want to fuck.
This is, I guess they, so
the
he was
more you fuck is the more you want to fuck. So
yeah, he was, he was in a podcast now. They pressed him.
He does great work.
Are you ready for my announcement?
This is Samoan work.
I would like to share this with you.
Oh yeah, come on.
Which one is it?
He's the white dude.
And I feel like Destiny might have
the one always to the back.
Yeah, the tattooed guy.
So I've been with my girl for 7 years. We just got married. We're not in an open relationship, but from a porn perspective.
Yeah, these dudes right there, one of the dudes is talking shit, took why he could fight, he could beat me.
Yeah, so basically, I don't know, man. I'm not down for an open relationship. I'm not even.
No, man. We don't need no more penises. You know what I'm saying? Mine is enough.
Yeah, I don't even know how I'd react. Meats.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley.
The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Well, so what if you saw like your like an auntie or mom at like a Freaknik video?
I'd be very hurt.
Yeah.
I'd be very hurt. It could be my auntie and she over here like this, like, auntie, come on, man. Look at this dumb shit. See?
The 90s was different.
Come on, man. She was like, ah, shut up. It's like, no, that's cool. That's wild. You got sons. Like, and my mom, I throw up. Like, come on. That hurt.
So the moral of the story is, ladies, man, you gotta
come on, man.
Do two things, man. You gotta make your 8-year-old self proud and make your 80-year-old self proud and stop. And you gotta realize shit is gonna be there, especially with the internet
shit.
Come on,
man, slow down. Y'all gotta watch what the fuck y'all putting out there. You not putting nothing out there to bash somebody as you know is gonna be out there forever. You might apologize one day.
That's crazy.
Certain things that you just don't do. Just not put that and make sure your meat and your pussy and all this type of shit is not out there in the internet. All stupid.
Yeah.
Because when my shit was out there, I was pissed the fuck off.
Where was your shit at?
I don't know. It was just, there's too much and it's very embarrassing.
Yeah.
You don't know who's watching it. And I know somebody who put their meat out and I know that gay guys was being shown it. It could get compared to, oh, you see something like this, like, ah, that's, ah, 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 ah. You know what I'm saying? I'd be pissed the fuck off if my meat is being passed around so everybody can judge my fucking meat.
Yes.
How do you feel now?
Yeah, everybody looking at you differently and shit. Damn.
Yeah, people know how your meat look.
But they can tell who wants to smash to being nice to you. Why you be so nice to me now?
Or the ones you used to go to lunch with ain't going to lunch with you no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who did he send this to? Like, yeah, we fucked
up. No, they call you Minnie.
Not me. They call me Elephant. Elephant Trunk.
Who knows anything? What else we got, brother?
Man. So how do you feel about this new surgery? It's called a knee BL. Not a BBL. A knee BL.
Knee BL. Where, the guys and the women who's getting want to be taller because they tired of being short.
Yeah. So
I heard about that.
So this one guy in Atlanta, he grew 7 inches after the surgery called knee BL.
When I'm motivated by something, I like to see it through. And it's no...
Look at this guy. He looks crazy.
They're going viral, getting surgery on their knees to make them appear taller.
Like, I just hated being short.
Some want the...
But just because you're taller, you get others, muscles more in your leg? Do you... You know what I'm saying? Like, are you on stilts? Like, can you run now? Or do you just want to be able to stand still?
Let me read the... I was going to say the directions. Let me read the... The fucking
Jesus,
the description of the shit.
God, that he did not.
He messed up the first time.
Yeah, man. Lord, thank you, Lord, for everything.
Let me see the description with the dude.
The way my eyes are vision.
Okay, well, this dude was 5'5.
If that's what God needed that man to be, to love his life, is going to love somebody that is 5'5. The job that he's looking for, that is perfect for him. The people want the guy to be 5'5.
Hailing all the way from Atlanta, whose transformation from 5'5 to 6 feet was documented on 6. He went to 6 feet, bro.
After that one girl who gonna end up fucking somebody else.
Yeah,
because now your legs are gonna be all on point. Yeah, like when you finally get
he's gonna be like a baby giraffe.
Yeah, man, when you gotta run now, because niggas like, oh, this big ass nigga, I'm gonna fuck this nigga up. Now you over here, you on stilts.
Yeah, on stilts is hilarious. Yeah, because why do the arms match? Does the shoulders match? You just like you ever seen like the Little Rascals when they went to go get the fucking job or whatever they fucking went to do?
Yeah,
you probably look crazy.
You probably look crazy. Probably look crazy, fam.
So there is nothing that you would get surgery changed. Anything you might need to get touched up on if you had a doctor with a connection. If you knew a plastic surgeon.
Doctor connection, what would I do? I will
come and get a procedure, bro. I can get anything you want done.
Anything I want. I will sit there and I'm thinking about my hair is good. Ears is good. My eyes are good. My nose are good.
Do you do laundry?
I mean, if you're going to sit there and, you know, add extra arms that just want it for laundry arms, I still ain't doing shit. And I got 2 extra arms going to do the laundry. I ain't doing shit. I be smoking while they doing my laundry.
Folding laundry and smoking at the same time is crazy.
I be like this. If he could do 2 extra arms, boom. boom, and they doing laundry and cooking, and they learn how to cook and shit like this. And I'm like this, I can just blow down and chill. Nah, I'm chilling. Like I'm not gonna be like, yo, I don't like my toes. Like,
word,
I don't like my ankles, my knees, yeah. my legs, my meat, everything. I feel like God made me, and a perfect woman is gonna love every part of me. But if I change it, I'm not who I'm supposed to be. I got the wrong person because it got changed.
I thought you would want your beard to connect or something. Like, you only get a full beard, man. You don't want the patchy shit.
Only if I just eat more pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. I don't care about stuff like that. Like, why you think I'm like, yo, come draw some shit on my face? Do I look like you?
The fuck is that?
Because you'll do some wild shit like that just to try to fit in and try to do some shit.
Nah, man, I wouldn't try to get.
So why would I want that?
Man, I don't know.
Like, I'm really okay.
I just
I don't care about crowds. I only care about, you know, people, opinions of anything. You know,
I don't want to say I do, but I feel like, you know, a lot, like, appearance is very important.
Respect
and
because appearance to you, because you feel like you get a certain. Something off that appearance.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I probably get the same thing off worse appearance than you.
Because you're owning your flaws.
It's not even about that. It's just like, you don't even know.
I just feel like, you know, if it was up to me, if I knew a surgeon, but, yo, maybe you could do something with my teeth, make sure they're all perfect and white. You know what I mean? I get that fixed up. It's because they see that they look at the teeth first, and they be like, take care of your shit, responsible, you know? I feel it means something.
I mean, I could go get teeth whitening. I mean, that's just a dentist thing. You talking about surgery, like getting ass, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to get my meat bigger, trying to get my legs longer. That's what I'm thinking you talking about.
Yeah. See, no girl has ever told me my dick was small. You know, and I know
girls. You ain't getting enough girls.
No. Somebody's told you that before?
Hell yeah.
That's hilarious.
What?
That sucks.
I got every reaction there can be about my meat. I got, damn, that shit big as hell. Or, that's all it is? Or, oh my God, it's so good. So, you done?
Oh, man.
To shaking and doing all this type of shit.
Shaking
to
is like crazy. Jumping, yeah.
To like, so I got everything with my meat. If you only got the same reaction all the time, you ain't getting no pussy.
That's good. Yeah, I haven't. I've been in a relationship for 8 years. So, and every time it's been good.
Boy, you the man. You know, and I always wanted to say it. The last show, I wanted to sit there and say congratulations to the man who only had one pussy in 8 motherfucking years. Let's motherfucking give it up to Angelo.
Yeah, you know me.
8 motherfucking years.
It's easy when you're in love.
One pussy. One pussy in 8 years. Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, man. I got lucky with a good one.
That's it. Once you get the right one, you don't need to give a fuck about all the other shit. It means nothing. It's like it's blind to you, right?
Yeah. Trust me. My girl is everything I want. She got the intellect. She got the spicy of, you know what I mean? She got all of it.
This is definitely going to be a clip.
Who's cutting this one?
This is going to be a clip. You're going to make sure you clip this up. So keep it good. Let's go. What else is your girl?
She's the perfect mix for me.
Okay.
Yeah. She keeps me in check. She has a fun side. She has a responsible side.
Okay.
Fun side.
You got to have it.
Yeah. And I could listen to new music and she'll fuck with the artist just with me, just off the fact that I like
to do. I love that. That sounds like a partner. So are you ready to marry?
I'm ready, man. I'm broke, baby. That shit costs bread.
All right. So I got somebody that can get you a ring.
I'm thinking hustle man type vibes.
Don't worry about what. See, that's your problem. That's your problem. You're worried about the wrong shit. Do you want the ring? Or not.
I want the ring, but I need that shit to test positive for diamonds.
Oh, nah, don't worry about all that. Just let me know what you got to spend and we gonna determine all that.
Well, you still got your old shit.
You think I got that shit back, you dumb? God bless the world. But I wouldn't give you that shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because you talking like that, you ain't got for that.
No.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're going to sit there and, you know, I'll pay a couple of bucks. I got a guy that probably can make something happen.
Okay.
You know, just so you can go through the whole situation, you might have to change it out.
That's hilarious.
Don't have nobody dumbass around it with a diamond tester at the spot.
Yeah.
But you can.
That's the first thing she's going to do.
There's what would you do?
I almost bought an engagement ring years ago. I shot a music video at a jeweler and I was looking at the rings. He goes, you like anything? I was like, yo, bro, how much is that ring right there? It just looked good. It looked like her style that she liked and everything. He took it out, $175, $250 for the matching for the band to go with it. And I was like, hold on, what?
Get that first and you just gotta switch it out. Yeah. Just make sure anybody that you just gotta be on our heels when it's time for anybody with diamond testers and stuff like that. Don't fuck around with nobody around and keep her around you. That's the reason why a lot of guys always be like, babe, where you going? Where you going? Because they wanna know if they're about to get their ring tested. That's the reason why they really worried about you. You're gonna fuck with somebody because you found out about the ring. That's all it is.
And especially when her fingers start turning green. But I want to
know. Keep it on that long. You got to switch it. When she in the shower, you switch the ring out one day.
Yeah.
Plenty of men did that.
Just I feel like a lot of women out here might have a fake wedding ring.
It's 1,000,000%.
Oh, shit.
It's 1,000,000%.
Who goes around and check? I mean, I feel like maybe one day the husband takes the wife to the jewelry store and just like, oh, we just want to test the ring for shits and giggles. I feel like that's the only way that a couple would know if the ring was actually, or the wife would actually.
A lot of girls know their ring is fake. It's just at the end of the day, we are against each other and not really supposed to be like that, but women hate each other. We territorial with each other. It's ours, it's mine. You know what I mean? I'm building this right here, my home, just like blinds is. Women hate each other, but they got a different little, it's got to be better. It's competition more. You see what I'm saying?
And a ring is like the pentacle of a woman's life.
They're showing you who you are.
It's a status.
Yeah. Oh, look at that shit. That nigga don't love her. Or yeah.
Exactly.
Look what she got. They showing who she got. Yeah.
Even with niggas, when people see her ring, like, look at that shit.
I can take that dude, girl. He don't really love her like that. I could swindle her. Yeah, you know, he ain't treating her right. Exactly. But you see something big on it, like, nah, that nigga love you, he'll kill you for that bitch.
Yeah.
Because he invested into that. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you might be, remember your truck that you had?
Yeah, my Jeep joint.
If you come out somewhere and a couple of your boys outside your house was sitting on the trunk and rolling the blunt, you might not say nothing.
Yeah.
But they gonna let them sit on your shit right now and roll the blunt?
No, not the charger.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And that's how it is with the fucking woman. The value of it, they shows you, oh, how much did he invest into this? You pay more for that vehicle. That's why you value it more. You pay more for that ring, so you're showing you value of that woman.
So ring is important, bro.
The ring is very important. But if you want to lock this girl in, because the longer you have your girl out there, she's on layaway. So other guys can fuck.
Yeah, especially when you get older in age, it's like, oh, yeah, because the market is slim. They see that shit. It's crazy.
Other guys can fuck and they would be fucking until you get married, yo. Until you get married, somebody's fucking your girl. So, get married. Yes. What are you waiting on?
I gotta get this ring.
It's never a good time. It's never the right time. It's never going to be the right time. It's never going to be the perfect time. It's never, ever, 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 ever going to be the perfect time. It's one of the things you just got to do it. Don't be like,
let me call her.
Yo, listen, the water is always going to be cold. Right. I don't care how many times you put your toe in it.
The water is always
going to
be
cold. It's always going to be cold. Jump in that motherfucker. It's never going to warm up.
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying, Ty?
A good analogy.
I'll be trying, Ty. Without trying. I don't know nothing.
Come on. She just called me twice in a row. Now this is always what happens. She calls me twice. I don't pick up. Now I call her back.
It's ready for marriage. This is the type of shit. There should not be another day that you should go on without proposing to your girl. At least telling her, where's the promise ring? The fake shit can be promised.
Okay. Yeah, that was the promise ring.
Lock her in. If not, somebody else is having sex with your gal.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Do you like that? You don't even want to envision that.
What?
That somebody else having sex with her?
No, I don't.
All right, then so why didn't you lock this shit down?
Because I've locked it down, bro. Like, I'm not going anywhere. She not,
No. Until you lock it down, she's on layaway. How do you feel about you telling me something that you love so much is on layaway still?
I've invested. I invested in her and everything except for a ring.
Take it off the shelf.
Yeah, that's the only way
she's to take off the shelf. She's on the shelf still. People are still looking at it. They still grabbing and touching it. It's still on the shelf.
Co-workers and shit. Damn.
Come on, family.
I gotta put it right. That's a good you know, way to persuade me to get engaged.
Get her out the way. You still got her on the shelf.
I'm still fighting. I'm fighting 100 people every day without a ring. Like every time we go out in public.
That's not his.
Yeah,
right now, you mad that people all like to your dog.
Yeah.
Because they ain't got no leash on it. They don't know. Right. They don't belong to nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that she belong to anybody. You just got her out here. Hey, yo, shorty, let me holla at you.
Right.
One of them say shorties and she find that pictures of your shit, she might gonna go to that motherfucking hey, shorty.
Yeah, that's why I stopped. Because, yeah, I got to put a ring. I just feel like a woman changes, man. Like, my sister just got engaged.
Okay.
And her, shit. And her fiance's like, yo, bro, she changed up.
She's supposed to. But if you know that, if this is one is worth it, only thing you got to do, you're marrying her flaws. Do not marry her good shit. Don't marry the good shit. Marry her flaws. Are you able to accept her flaws? And then that's who you marry. If you're not willing to marry her flaws, and you should not get into the relationship. All that good shit, everybody got a pussy. Everybody cook and clean. Is there something else that you would need?
If everybody does that, you need to find somebody they don't like the shit that you like. They don't support you the way, they don't have the same vision as you. So that's what separates women from each other. Because I fucked around a woman and played certain music that I've been made fun of and shit. You listen to this stupid shit, like, oh, damn, you're not the fucking one, you know?
Yes, yes. Nobody got time for that fucking heavy metal, kill everybody,
Marilyn Manson shit.
Nobody got time for that stupid shit. You run around hitting people in the head and shit like that. Come on, fam.
Nah, yeah, there's definitely somebody for everybody. Because I, you know, my dating days, I remember I'd be dating girls and taking them to the movies and they just being ratchet and disrespectful and loud. I'm not doing this. That's not my type.
I'm with you because right now I only listen to gospel. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So if a young lady I'm with and she said, so anybody got time for this church shit?
Literally, that's what be happening.
But where do I put her at?
That's not your type. I really want to do. All right, it's not going to work because you listen to your life is around
you
that.
You should
shit.
Be like, I love this song right here because
I know I'm going to be a pastor for sure. So it's going to be like, you might have to be the first lady.
Smoking all up in your face on a Sunday, knowing damn well you can't smoke. That's disrespectful, man.
She better not.
and I know that she'll want to rock with your boy because she'll be like, I ain't smoking on Sundays either. You know what I'm saying? Right. If she even blow. Or she'll be like, you know, I want us to get better. So you know what? Instead of one day wax, I'm going to start doing Mondays, Sundays and Mondays with you. Or Mondays and Wednesdays. You know what I'm saying? Like, get me on my shit.
Yeah, that's what it's
I try to
be.
Upgrade me. If I don't see you trying to upgrade me, you just okay to maintain because you feel like you just doing better than
or
what you was
coattails.
Doing. That ain't money in the bank. You know what I'm saying? Push me. Make me better.
I had girls like that think they like that too. They're gonna just ride my coattails. Like, oh, I can't wait for you to take me to events.
I ain't got no coattail. My tail cut off.
Yeah, nothing for you to cling on to. Yeah, you're gonna have to pull your weight. It's not me. I don't pull nobody's weight, man.
Nah, and it's just, I love taking care of mine, man. I mean, my thing is why I don't be in a relationship because they never allowed me to love them the way I wanna love you. But I can't love you if this is going on this side. Like, I can't do it.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? I love. Hi. I want to love. Hey, how you doing?
It's a babe.
No, it's not babe.
Oh, hi, Wax.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm over.
Episode.
Yes, listen, I'm trying to persuade this man to stop fucking around because I told him you're going to be out here fucking other people if you don't put a ring on you.
I agree, Wax.
What the
fuck? There you go. Stop the dumb shit. Stop the dumb shit and fucking put a ring on it. She's on layaway.
Yeah, layaway. I have a time's about to be up.
No.
There you go. Tell him. It's no need for this. Why you don't need her to put no pressure on you.
Are you guys just talking about me? That's
we are on the episode right now. The phone is next to the mic. So, yeah. So now the world's going to know that you're going to fuck other niggas in 2 weeks. Yeah.
No, I would never do that.
Now, I told him I tried to get you a $175 ring. He didn't want that. I said, it's just.
If that's what you think I'm worth, that's nuts.
No, stop. He's just trying to lock you down so you don't have sex with other people. It's like putting.
Wax, I am not like the women that you know.
I don't know anybody.
Exactly. You know nothing.
Nothing at all.
I told him, I have my baby locked in. He goes, no, that's what you think. You're still on the shelf. Because the way that he's looking at it is like people see you without a ring and stuff, and it's like, all right, she's free game still.
See it? You are still free game.
That is actually true, though. I've noticed it now that I'm older. Yeah, that is actually, everyone's like, they look at my fingers like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like you still out here? Like nobody wants you?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, like why? Yeah.
I've been with him for 13 years and nothing. He don't think I'm good enough. What do you mean she's not good enough? That's all you say. Everything you don't marry her is saying, I don't think you're good enough for me to marry you. How fucked up is that?
Yeah, nah, time is now, man. As soon as I get a hit on FanDuel or something, get this big check.
It's never the right time. Just go get the fake ring and then just, you know, shit be okay.
No, no wax, no fake ring.
Well, wax said he knows a guy that could get hooked up.
Yes.
I like to swim in the ocean and in chlorine pools.
Not yet. Just don't do it for 6 months. He'll get you next ring. <rate.
laughs> All right, baby. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Later.
Word. Oh, man. Let's bring this shit home. Yeah, wow. So, damn.
If you really love her, you think that's the right thing to do, you know, God honors that. So, here, hold it down. I was a fucking complete coward. No, I'm a fucking coward.
Like, oh, that's why when you backed
yeah.
out?
Yeah, I'm a fucking coward. Like, I am a scary motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It should hurt. It definitely hurts, but you know what I mean? If you do see love and you know you actually have that right there, yeah. bro, go ahead and do it, man. When you found your person, you know that's your person, and she still, after all these years, never said you meet a small. That's the one you're supposed to marry.
Yeah, that's a Fendi.
And she still act like it'd be his big brother. Yeah. Marry that motherfucker. It's all about pride.
Would you come to my wedding?
Hell yeah. I'll probably play music at your wedding.
Oh, yeah. Ty, would you come to my wedding, bro?
All right, nice. All right, so damn. All right, that's
I play you a solo, man.
Word. Okay, Amazing Grace.
Let's
get into Black Excellence.
Yes, sir.
I think it was Yes, Rihanna becomes the first female artist in history to have 10 milestone 10 songs with 1 billion streams. Oh, have a milestone 10 songs with 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Wow, girl.
So she has 10 streams with 10 songs with 1 billion streams.
God bless her.
And she made the caption of the post, "Bad girl Billy with no new album. Let me tuck my sheet." In her accent.
Let me tuck my sheet.
Yeah.
Tuck your sheet.
So congratulations to Rihanna.
Congratulations, mom.
Also, just want to shout out Polymath Network. You know, my podcast network that represents the county of Westchester, New York. Man, I appreciate everybody that's been buying merch. I got bucket hats, t-shirts, all that good stuff on the website. Hey, I'm just trying to give a voice to Westchester, people that are chasing a dream. And, you know, I feel like I'm that I could bridge that gap to your 9-to-5, trying to leave that 9-to-5 to becoming a podcaster, even using a podcast to promote another business that you have. And so that's what I'm aiming to do with the people of the 914.
That's dope.
And anybody want to shout out by any chance?
I want to shout out to everybody that said no.
Woo-wee.
You know what I'm saying? I want to tell you thank you. I appreciate everybody who ever said no in my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't going to go to college. You know what I'm saying? Because I got no. They see my GPS. My GPA. You see what I'm saying? My GPA. And they wasn't like, no. You know what I'm saying? How good I was in ball. But, you know, certain people took, you know, chances in me and landed me in places where I was supposed to be in life to, you know, on this journey that God that I really appreciate. You know what I'm saying? If I went somewhere else, it probably would be totally different. So, you know, I never got my very first no. It would never have put me in the direction that I'm in right now. So, you know, thank God for the no's and the trials and the tribulations, you know, and actually see the light, seeing the light and not even just being there, just seeing the light, knowing that it will be is just so satisfying. So, you know, blessings to everybody. And I'm shouting out to.
Yeah, those no's open doors, believe it or not. So,
yes, okay, yes, man. Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now it's time for the best part of the show. Wax's ABC.
Here's L'Oreal.
So,
who we got?
Today's word is sanctimonious. What's this word? Wax is gonna say it. Wax is gonna say it in a sentence. Give us a definition. And I don't think he's gonna say it in a song. It's a big word, so. See what he can do for us.
This is
chop it up.
Santimonious. Santee is a spot in South Carolina. And Monus is, you know, is like the grandmas out there. It's like a lot of Monies out there. And there's a lot of them. So that's why it's us. Us is always just showing as a lot of. You know what I'm saying? So Moni Us is a older, a lot of aunties and grandmas out there. They always over there cooking a lot of food at like the cookouts, and every Sunday they doing that. And they do it in Santee, South Carolina.
Can you get a sentence, please?
All right. So when I went to down south and they had on Sundays, they always cooking. And I went, there's a spot in Santee and there's a lot of ammoniuses out there. And a lot of ammonius is, you know, a lot of grandmas and aunties who cook a lot. Ammonius.
All right.
So they call them a bunch of ammoniuses. And they all live in Santee.
Santee.
It's like almost a Geechee word. You know what I'm saying? Ammonius. That's a woman that cooks so good. Collard greens, yam, fish, and grits. Them ammoniuses out there in Santee. Howl at me.
All right. Well, anyways, the word is sanctimonious.
Watch this.
And it means someone who thinks they're self-righteous.
Someone thinks they're self-righteous.
If you taste that food, you understand how righteous it is. Oh, wow. Anyways, man, that's Bullying the Beast podcast, man. Sense. Wack, tell us one more time where they could send us a DM if they want to, if they need advice or if they have any questions for that matter.
Any questions, any advice, hit us up at Bullying the Beast podcast. Holla at us, year.
That's right. And guys, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And that is it for this episode, guys.
What the fuck are you looking at my chest like that for, bro? What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't be all uncomfortable, bro?
Shit. Screenshots.
You made me kind of uncomfortable just now. You know what I mean?
All right, guys. Later.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.